inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we check in on some regular garden pests, and also we preview another big gardening event coming up this weekend. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
First, what are some of the pests we've been seeing? There's some root maggots that are showing up again?
Yeah, unfortunately, with the interesting weather we had this summer, I replanted about a month ago, just after I harvested my garlic, some broccoli and cauliflower plants that I had started. And just after getting back from vacation this past week and on one of our sunny days, I noticed some of those plants were wilting in the sun. And that is a good indication they were infested. The plants are young. They're only 8 inches tall or so, but still. So I went, pulled one up, and sure enough, that most of the roots had been chewed off, and there were some of the little maggots still clinging to the roots. So for folks, even for those, whether you planted some new ones, and I didn't think there would be there, so I didn't protect them with the usual Remay horticultural fabric covering. If you've got some of the broccoli and cauliflowers or cabbages, and that applies to turnips and other stuff too. If you go to pull them up to get rid of them out of your garden, it's worthwhile, and you know you have an infestation. Take some of the soil around the roots with them, put it into a garbage bag, send it off to the dump to get rid of it so that you're not allowing the little root maggots to pupate, to overwinter, to reinfest next year. I made that mistake. I'll try not to do it again.
Okay, and the slugs are back, aren't they?
They're increasing rapidly, it seems like. Certainly, again, on my morning walk, just down and back the driveway, there's slugs all over the place. I mean, I'm using slug bait. I had slug bait, at least, around these cauliflower and broccoli and other plants, new stuff and new lettuce, and that's working. The sluggo is definitely working there, but there's a lot of them out. We've had a lot of moisture. So again, when we're doing our cleanup work, keep working on that too to remove their habitat and squish or spray or do whatever you want to do to your slug population to try to slow them down a little bit.
And I'm looking at a picture right now of what looks like a woolly bear caterpillar on an apple that is
everywhere. This year we had a lot last fall. We had a very mild winter, so I'm assuming the survival was good, unfortunately, just like with slugs. Luckily, the woolly bears are more a curiosity. They're not really that bad a pest. They aren't eating the apples, but they're crawling everywhere. I mean, on the driveway, on the plants. I'm seeing them on apple trees, on cherry trees, on raspberries and blackberry and other assorted crops. They do nibble some. I don't know what their main food source is. They seem to eat a little bit of everything, but not a lot of any one plant. But the other thing, and of course, I know kids are interested in those, but it's best not to handle them. They do those fuzzy spines they have on them can definitely cause skin irritation.
Be
careful about handling them.
Those little white spines or the black and...
All of them. So, I mean, some people are more susceptible to that. So, I mean, it's kind of fun to have one crawling on your hand and all that. I mean, on your hand isn't so bad, but up your arm where there's more sensitive skin, I would not recommend it. So, yeah, minimize your contact with them generally.
Okay, and very briefly, planting season is not over, right?
Not at all. I mean, we have the weather, the soil temperatures are good. So moisture is more than adequate. So I'm still planting kale and spinach and radishes and turnip greens at this time. And, you know, it kind of depends on what we'll get for fall, how soon we'll get some, you know, either soft or hard frosts. But that, again, a lot of that stuff will give us small greens, and some of them, certainly the kale will overwinter, spinach can overwinter, and radishes only take 25 to 35 days, so we should be eating those, say, by the end of September or into October.
Okay, and what's the big event coming up this weekend?
The food festival down at the Jack will be from 9 till 1 on Saturday, and there will be various folks selling lots of garlic. This is really the best chance for people to get garlic both for eating and for seed for planting this fall. But there will be other produce, tomatoes and cucumbers and blackberries and plants There will be jams and jellies, and there are also supposed to be some gardening workshops that I don't know, other than one I'm doing on seed collecting and saving. But there will be workshops, I believe, every hour. So come on down. I know the weather is supposed to be really nice, but still, take a little break. Come down there and get some fresh produce and other goodies, and chit-chat here and there with gardeners.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, joins us every Thursday morning during Garden Talk, which is a weekly feature during the spring, summer, and fall here on Morning Edition.